They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Okay, welcome in, everybody. This is episode two. We had a solid episode one. Went a little long. We're gonna go and try and keep this one at about an hour. So this is episode two of the three funniest guys I know. I'm here with Keith, Tim, Mike, the three funniest guys, as you all know. Guys, what do you want to say to start this thing off?
I'm going to take the over on that hour prediction.
Mike throws the over on 60 minutes. Keith,
Hello. My middle name's Keith Allen. Do you think that's culturally something you guys need to consider?
Tim.
Let's do it, bro.
All right. Here we go. I think in case you listen to the first one, I think there's been a couple more beverages consumed in the second one than the first, if you haven't figured that out. But we're just going to roll through this. Here we go with segment one.
How would you handle being stranded? Here's some 3FG advice for this highly likely scenario. This is Desert Island.
Okay, Desert Island. We did this one last time, and we're going to ask each host if they were stranded on a desert by themselves for the rest of their days, and they got three of this item, what would they pick? This week's item?
We're stranded on an island or in a desert?
Yes, let's clarify deserts.
Okay,
please.
So like deserted
island. Because
it was like clarified. Consider a deserted island.
Because there's a big desert that we talked about.
Oh, that's Antarctica.
Yeah, Antarctica, I'm going to bring a coat.
Stranded in Antarctica, okay? You're stuck on an island. The weather's not terrible, okay? But we're going to go with movies, okay? So you get three movies to pick that you're going to have to watch for the rest of your life. What three movies are you picking?
Die Hard, Tombstone, Shawshank Redemption.
Dang, that was quick. Die Hard, Tombstone, Shawshank Redemption. So nice. Apparently you subscribe to TBS because Shawshank's on TBS like every freaking day.
Shawshank's the best movie of all time.
It's a great movie. Andy Dufresne, nobody's arguing this.
I actually think he killed her. Is nobody talking about this yet?
Wait a minute. I thought that was common knowledge. He killed her.
Yeah, what? He killed her.
Would you? I mean, like, what are you going to do?
He spilled
in that
all the
scenario?
Bullets on him.
What are you going to do in that scenario? Him? You walk in that same scenario. What are you doing?
You know what I do?
You're either killing her or joining in.
I drink so much I don't remember if I killed somebody or not. And then I pass the lie detector test. So, Andy Dufresne killed his wife.
Okay.
I second that.
Top three movies for me. Go. Back to the Future 1. The finest cinematic movie of all time.
Okay.
Let's not get into semantics. It's the greatest movie. Ex Machina, you know this movie?
Yes,
have you watched it?
It's
unbelievable. That's the best movie of all time.
Okay.
And then, let's just go with Indiana Jones: Last Crusade to throw it out there.
Come on, with that. That's great. Great choice.
Yeah, let's throw that out there.
Okay, Mike, what do you got?
At number one, I have Remember the Titans. I've seen it 82 times exactly, I've counted. Step Brothers,
okay,
for a good chuckle.
No, okay, stop.
And then
enjoy that one.
Stop. Hold on. You have counted the exact amount of times you've seen Remember the Titans?
Yeah, 91 times.
How many more times besides Blindside have you watched?
Wow. If I watch I watch Blindside more than once, but it's strictly for Sandra Bullock.
You gotta, you know, I get it.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock with blonde
hair. Academy Award winner.
I'm all about it. And number three, there's a tie. It is a tie between Training Day, another Denzel Washington movie, and an adult DVD, You're Alone on an Island. The imagination's only going to carry you so far.
Adult DVD. So you just left it super generic.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I like is...
okay, if you need...
Denzel. None of my movies have Denzel, but he's my favorite actor.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's phenomenal. John Q, amazing movie. Movie.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie.
Underrated.
He's got a lot of underrated. Man on Fire. Like, he's got a ton of underrated.
Oh, and he's a tough guy? Come on.
Okay.
If I do go with an adult DVD, it'll be a Backdoor Debutantes Part 9.
Okay.
Why is it always Backdoor? Can't you just have, like, adorable couple...
No, I'm way beyond that point.
One of the first ones I remember was called Madam's Family with Ron Jeremy,
and
it was
a spoof on
the Addams Family. Check that one out.
Okay. Actually, one Can we used to pass around in high school was with Ron Jeremy. It was a VHS cassette tape, and it was called The Housekeeper's Secret. If you guys get a chance to watch it, I highly recommend.
Can we all announce the first porno in that?
Yeah, Madam's Family.
That title of mine was called.
Mike, that's impressive. Okay, I'm gonna go with my three. They won't include a VHS porno, but I'm gonna go with. I kind of tried to break it up in genres. Again, I'm like the voice of reason in this podcast, so you're not gonna get any edgy crap from me. You already got that from Mike. My humorous one, my comedy would be Dumb and Dumber. To me, the funniest comedy of all time. My kind of like drama type movie would be Braveheart.
And then
my action movie would be Bourne Ultimatum. I love the entire Bourne series. Can't get enough of it. So that would be my three.
Let's talk about those portos again.
We found my... My friend's dad, who is a plastic surgeon, we found his porno is called Blowing in Style. And the theme was around a gymnasium. We were in seventh grade. Next.
I was surprised that nobody mentioned Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or Little Giants.
Did you see that Rick Moranis got sucker punched on the streets of New York last week?
He's punched right in the face.
Do you think anybody wants to watch Rick Moranis for the rest of their life? I mean, this is stuff you're going to be watching like every day.
Oh, now here we go, dude.
Hey, Little Giants.
What actor has the biggest punch me face?
That's a great question.
I'm gonna go with James Vanderbeek.
Ooh. Oh, it's really big. Good, but it's a big target.
But he's not hot.
Okay, we gotta go. Okay. Current hot actors, biggest punch me faces. Okay, fair.
Like he's a good one. I like it. Tom Cruise, I'll punch right in the face, dude.
Just sign.
Is he
that's
hot?
That's all you need.
I don't know if he's hot. I don't know.
No, I haven't seen him in a movie in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Who's the dude from Twilight?
Yeah, he's gonna be Batman now.
that just makes me so mad. The fact that he's gonna replace Affleck as Batman.
Affleck was a terrible
Batman. Yeah, it was. Affleck was like four Batmans ago, right?
It was so bad.
No, he's the most recent one.
I thought it was Christian Bale.
Nah, Bale was before.
Forever.
Is Bale the best?
And Affleck did okay, and now you got that Twilight kid going.
Bale's the best.
We're going to have a pasty Batman, all right?
You think they're going to make him twinkle?
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I can't think of a current actor I want to punch in the face. I'm non-violent in nature, so I'm going to skip this one.
You're non-violent? I'd like to take a shot at Sean Penn.
I'll
throw that out there.
That's an old school throwdown.
Even though, right. Hey, love your acting, Sean. Just
no.
You know, some like people that. Do what you're good at and just leave politics out of it. Just do what you're good at. That's wait, all I'm saying.
That, the great Sean Penn is 84 years old.
Is he?
Hey, phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Best move. Acting I've seen.
We're going to keep it's moving. We're going to keep Stoner.
Let's Stoner guy. Segment. Just nailed segment. It.
Guys.
That's my skull, dude.
I love this podcast. Isn't it just, our time?
This is good. This is good. I love it.
Okay. We're doing well. So, the next segment is called Dad Moments. So, I'm going to ask, and it's open to interpretation. This is the host discuss a moment in their life that it was truly a dad moment. Completely open to interpretation. Completely open to anyone that wants to supply information. Doesn't have to be input by all four. So, I'll leave it open. Who's got one? Who wants to start? So I'm going to go on my dad moment here. And this was just like a super proud dad moment. So, this is not saying one way or the other. I'm a huge Cowboys fan. Everybody knows this. I love football. I love fantasy football. I love everything that has to do with football. I have my first son who's incredibly smart, great at so many things, but just not super interested in football. So typically what he'll do during football games, he'll just kind of, you know, go do whatever he wants to do, build his Legos or... You know, he's got a
big Lego guy, that Landry.
He is. He's huge in the Legos.
Yeah.
And he's amazing at building them. But he's super creative and all that. But he doesn't like football for whatever reason. I love football. It's just, you know, one difference that we have. I have another son. His name is Barrett.
Oh, he is, that guy?
He's a firecracker. Anybody that's met him knows it. I'm watching football last week. I'm watching the Cowboys game. And we're losing at this point. And my two-year-old son walks up to me. I'm wearing a Cowboys jersey, but I'm not wearing my hat. He went into my closet, got my Cowboys hat, walked it out to me, held it out to me, and said, "Dad, you're not wearing your hat." Put the hat in my hand. I put the hat on my head. And then he sat next to me and watched the rest of the football game. Which, for a two-year-old, I was like, holy crap. You know, so that was like... crazy dad moment for me, because it made me realize you can have two sons that are 180 degrees totally separate apart from one another that you love dearly no matter what, obviously, but they're so different. It's crazy. It just made me laugh that one is over there playing with Pokemon cards and building Legos, and the other one's like making sure I'm wearing my Cowboys hat while I'm watching the football game and sitting down next to me, and he's two.
That reminds me of the first time I beat my kid.
Yeah, agreed. The first time you just grab by the scruff of the neck and you're like, what the?
That's a good moment. See, that's a good moment. See, I can't follow that because I don't. That's a good dad moment. No, anything I say would be a joke.
Time saying. that kid who looks just like you down the road and you just turn away and you're like, not my kid.
That's right. That's right. I told you, babe, I had life before I met you. You know, I get so tired of saying that.
He's 12. He actually knows your name. Never heard of him.
Okay, I got it somewhat of a dad moment here. I have two boys. Luke is 14, Jack is 13. But when Jack was, I want to say, 5, we were at Target, and I had to go to the restroom. Luke went to the restroom with me. Jack was coming in as we were coming out, and as we pushed the door open, it rammed up against his foot. Anyway, it caused his big toe to swell. Like, there's all this blood that came to the top of the surface, and like his toe was pain and all this pressure. So we had to take him into the doctor. And so the doctor took this, pretty much it was a soldering iron, and he bored it through Jack's toe, and it caused the blood to come out. And it relieved all the pressure, and Jack immediately felt fine. And he said, "Hey, I can't reuse this. If you want to take it, you can take it." I said, "Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that soldering iron. That looks cool." So fast forward from that visit to, like, I don't know, a year later, I'd had a couple of beers, and I went into my bathroom, getting ready for bed. Open up the drawer, and I see the soldering iron that the doctor gave us. And I was like, I wonder what that felt like to have it go through your toenail. And My toenail was fine, by the way. There was no pressure there. There was no blood there. And so I took that freaking thing, and I heated it up, and I put it through my toenail. I was like, this isn't bad. And I put it into the bed of my toe, and I'd never felt so much pain in my life.
Oh, wait.
I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a dad moment. I feel like we've all done that before, though, right? Like, dads across the U.S. that are listening to this, like, we've done that stuff, right?
You're like, oh, my son took this like a champ. I could do this.
That's right.
I got to do it twice as hard.
Needless to say, it was not a good idea.
Yeah, I've never felt the need to injure myself because my kid has.
Yeah, but the big difference between you doing this and Jack having this done to him is one of these has an injury that's pre-existing, right? So one of these has, like, the major pain effect. Like, you want me to take your mind off that pain? I'll break the other leg, right? Like, so you get the pain is taken away immediately, and you get this, like, relief effect, whereas you had no injury whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, to that I can only say tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agreed with Tim here.
Just like, yeah, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
But then he, you know, when I was injured, he came in, he handed me my Seahawks hat. He's like, hey, Dad, I'll watch a football game with you. And we cuddled, and it was super sweet.
And right, and they didn't cover the spread, and I lost $100.
Okay. Anybody else got a dad moment, or are we going to move on to travel time?
I guess I'll jump in. Yeah, so it sounds like I'm the only one here with a daughter. Is that correct?
No, I have a daughter.
Oh, well, Keith, let me tell you what you have to look forward to. So just two nights ago, I'm coming home. I was visiting my parents. I'm coming home. I'm blasting my music. I have my Earth, Wind, and Fire going in my truck. I pull into my court, and my headlights catch my daughter in the car with her new boyfriend. Well, he's leaned over. She's 20. But here's the thing with girls.
She's married.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with girls. They're always your little girl. You view them as 8 year old, 8 years old forever. Yeah. And she's the kids leaned over, sucking face with her, and it's very uncomfortable. So I pull in my driveway, I put it in park, and she's like at my door before I could even open it. Hi, Dad. Blah blah blah. Like nothing ever happened. I said, "How was it making out with your boyfriend?" Oh, we weren't making out. And as she tells me this, her lipstick is smeared all over her face. So that's what you have to look forward to, Keith.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Luckily, it was just from kissing.
Yeah, and anybody... anybody that thinks Mike is the tough guy that's always brusch and bad in this whole podcast episode, let me just tell you one little story I got from Mike the other day. When I was trying to get a hold of him regarding a podcast that we're running, I'm trying to get a hold of Mike. He picks the phone up and goes, hold on, wait, yeah. I'm in the line at Starbucks. I'm getting my daughter a coffee right now. Like, this guy will just immediately bend over. But whatever he's doing does not matter. If his daughter needs a Starbucks coffee, he will stop whatever the hell he's doing, drive straight to frickin' Starbucks, and order her caramel mocha frappuccino. Stat. So anybody that thinks Mike's this big, bad, No. The true story is he is slave to this 20-year-old daughter of his.
Yeah, I think Keith could attest to, like, little girls. Well, she's not little girl. She's 20, but she still has me wrapped around her finger.
Yep. I'll rub Simon's nose all the time, and Stella's like, hey, you go. Talk to other people in that same situation, and they were taught, this is a longer story, but they, like, worked on a refuge. They lived somewhere between the 580 and Modesto, and he, like, came and he's like, yeah, so what do you do about, like, your daughter, like, hanging out with guys? I was like, no, my daughter's like 6 months old. And he's like, oh, anyway, I saw like footprints coming up to my daughter's window. And I was like, really? That's weird. And he goes, yeah, but it wasn't that. I was like, footprints are leaving, going out the other way. And I was like, why are you telling me this? I have no interest in this at all. And he's like, Well, then I found him down the street, kind of the same thing, like in the back of the car, and like the dad like freaked out. And it's like, oh, it's weird stuff. He's a federal law enforcer.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't really do anything about it.
We were all there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We were all the other guy, right?
Yeah.
It's sneaking like into people's federal officers.
From kissing and kissing alone. And you witnessed that it was just from kissing. There you go.
Well,
just
be happy with that. Luckily, I got there in the nick of time.
Okay.
We all snuck into a federal officer's window and stole his daughter away.
I don't know if that specific thing played out, but
that's what you saw.
Hey, you guys, I don't know. I'm real excited. I'm gonna leave you hanging on this one. We're gonna play Travel Time next, and think about the city that I've selected for this week. So here we go.
It's tough to be Vladimir.
We're gonna pick a random city somewhere in the world, and then we're gonna tell you how we do it. It's Travel Time, y'all.
Okay. Travel Time. We went to Russia last week. We went to Vladimir, Russia. Not a city we all enjoyed, but we are now going to go travel to a city that I think we might enjoy a little bit better, though it's still in kind of an interesting place. So this is... Let me try to... Okay, give me a second. Thiruvananthapuram, India. Thiruvananthapuram.
What makes you think I was going to enjoy this one more?
Just give me a second, okay? Let me lay it out for you, all right? Thiruvananthapuram, India. All right, so start with 3 times as many people as the last city we talked about. So population's almost 1 million people. So I used to live in Corpus Christi for a little while. It's about the same as Corpus Christi, Texas. I don't know if anybody else has a barometer for like another city that's about 1 million people.
Fresno, maybe? It's Fresno?
Fresno? That might be.
No, I think it's like 500,000.
Tokyo?
That's my same type city. Corpus is about that size, about 1 million people. So this is the largest southern city in India. It lies right along the southwestern coast of India, so about as far south as you can go in India on the coast. So that's what I like about it. Here's where we're starting, guys. It's on the coast. It's a beach city. You want to talk about climate? This is the yearly climate. Basically, the average low is in the mid-70s, and the average high is in the low 90s the entire year. Like, over the 12-month span, it moves like 4 or 5 degrees either direction. They're known for their beaches and their temples. So this is obviously an old city, but now it's kind of like a thriving metropolis down south. Their sports. So they have the largest... Cricket stadium in southern India.
Nice.
50,000 people can sit at this stadium to watch cricket. They host the Kerala Cricket Association. They have 4 football, which means soccer for us. So 4 soccer clubs based in Thiruvananthapuram. So they're basically cricket and soccer. Both sports of which I think I would fall asleep watching. So I'm not too super.
I don't know. I didn't get into cricket.
You think you could get into cricket, Keith?
Yeah, I do. Like a 3-day cricket thing? I think I could do it.
Isn't cricket known for like just going on and on and on? Like,
yeah, I think I could do it.
It's a poor man's baseball. I'll take it. And then soccer, if you get into it, it's a terrific sport.
So am I the only person that thinks this might be very American of me, but like, am I the only person that thinks if you put Aaron Judge in front of a cricket pitcher that he would just destroy this whole sport?
Well, of course, but cricket doesn't pay what Major League Baseball does.
Okay, because I just think, like, if Mike Trout and Aaron Judge decide we're going to go play cricket for a minute, which, by the way, is more widely accepted as a sport than baseball worldwide.
Oh, for sure.
If Trout and Judge decided we're just going to go throw a wrench in this thing, they would just destroy the... This might be the American me, but I feel like they would just destroy the entire sport.
Why not have fun watching cricket? It's my argument. Like, yeah, go to India and watch some cricket. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah, from what you described, there's nothing better to do.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's sports. Like, let's watch it. Teach me.
Yeah, they catch barehanded. They have some sweet like diving catches and stuff that you'll see.
And they do like these weird pitches that like get behind the plate.
Yeah.
Like it's a cool thing.
I'll watch it. I'll drink some Indian beer. I'll find wife number 12.
Yeah, 12.
Yeah.
He's on a dozen.
Yeah.
Listen, if you would ask me 5 years ago if I date an Indian girl, not at all. Wasn't attracted to him. If you ask me today, October 15th, 2020, bring them on.
Never been offered an Indian girl.
There you go. Hey, today. Tim, what are your thoughts on cricket?
I've taken a liking to him.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I wanted to hear Tim's thoughts on cricket.
Hey, listen. He came back. I was sneezing a lot. And, I've had a couple of drinks, but I'll tell you this. Cricket's a damn fine sport.
I agree. Dude, why are we calling out cricket?
I don't know. I'm not super excited about the fact that you got to sit there for like multiple days to watch one game.
Yeah. Haven't they changed that though? They're
talking about the best.
I don't know. I don't know anything about cricket, Tim.
The best bachelor party ever is like 3 days of cricket in India.
Oh, please. Yeah, I'm there.
That's a 3-day long cricket tournament for a bachelor party. All right. Yeah. So we've talked about the sports. Let's talk about the food. So
best man, better man.
I've taken a couple pictures, but let me just give you the gist of this. So all the food I could find is the thing that Thiruvananthapuram, India is known for is Malabar fish curry and fish molie, both of which seem to be some sort of soup with half of a fish filleted inside and curry based, obviously.
I'm going to have McDonald's that day.
Yes, dude, you're up for 3 days watching cricket. You're not going to eat any fish.
I just
crazy.
I've never been a huge fan of curry dishes, so I just
love curry. I love yellow. I love red.
Do you?
Mm. Yeah.
Because you just named both of the ones that I just mentioned. The Malabar fish is red, and the fish molly is yellow. So
I don't even curry what color it is. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even curry.
But okay, here's the kicker. Here's one thing I love that. Thiruvananthapuram, India is known for, and that is banana chips. Mm. Now I could eat that all day long, and I'll watch cricket for like 3 days and just munch on some banana chips.
Yeah. Put a
is
pause
that a
on
traditional
that.
Banana or a plantain?
No, banana.
Mm, good call. Like, if there's nothing left in my house, I'll eat banana chips, but that's not my go-to.
Oh, no, dude. I'd eat, if I went to India, I'd pretty much just eat banana chips the entire time.
I struggle with bananas as a whole. I have a very, very sensitive gag reflex, so I have a hard time when I eat a banana. I'll, like, start to choke on it.
Yeah, you probably chew it up first.
Always turn your back.
That's great advice, Mike.
Always turn your back eating bananas in front of men.
That's a
rule.
Especially if you're in the prison yard. That's my general rule.
Okay,
If you put a banana in a smoothie, phenomenal. If you throw it in a milkshake, phenomenal. If you're just swallowing that thing whole, like, just don't let nobody else see.
Okay. So if you're listening to us from your local prison yard, then just heed Mike's advice, I guess. Because apparently we have a lot of... a lot of listeners coming from local prisons.
Yeah, we're very big in the Department of Corrections.
Okay.
Just remember, get yoked up.
And when we do, just heed Mike's advice.
Yoking it up.
Yeah.
Yoked up, baby.
Listen to Mike.
I got a banana, but I'm yoked up, baby.
He's been nowhere near a prison yard, so just listen to his advice because he'll be able to steer in the right direction because he watched a lot of Shawshank Redemption. But moving on.
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
Thiruvananthapuram, India. We're going to go on to drinks. So, we went from vodka in Russia with some microbreweries that are getting really big. This week, we're going to talk about Handia. It is rice beer. And if you've seen it,
sounds really trendy.
It looks like what it sounds like. Super frothy white beer.
If I'm ever in Valparaiso, India, Beer is beer, man. That's better than whatever you're drinking in Texas at the moment.
Valparaiso. Excuse me, sir, but Lone Star will not be oversold by Handia.
You're drinking Lone Star? I thought you were drinking a feminine-type alcoholic beverage.
I've got some sort of freaking hard seltzer in front of me right now. But I do prefer a good Lone Star. I'm not going to lie. Or Shiner. So that's their staple, is the rice beer. And they also have something called Bhang. B-H-A-A-N-G. Bhang. This is prepared from cannabis paste. So apparently in India, they're all about the cannabis. It's prepared from cannabis paste and added to a mixture of milk and spices. And people claim it tastes amazing. It looks like if you went to like a Jamba Juice and got some sort of like grass wheat. Uh-huh. Like it's very green.
Yeah, like a sea moss.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like you're drinking grass, like pureed grass. Hmm. But it's made from cannabis paste mixed with milk and spices. And people say it's amazing.
What do you want me to do about that? Drink it all? Fine.
I mean, we can't. You and I can't. Keith?
No.
Count me in.
Mike's ain't solid in.
Any country they do drugs, count me in.
Okay. So I feel like...
We all read the Odyssey, where they just lose themselves for like 3 years, like in that coast.
We went from a hard no on Mike in like every situation here till, hey, one of their big drinks is based on cannabis, and he's like, yep, I want to go there. What's it called?
I'm in. Valparaiso, India.
Thiruvananthapuram.
Valparaiso. You're like in the highlands of Mexico.
There's 18 letters in the name of the city. So, and I didn't even like try to find some crazy city. This is what popped up next. So,
all right, so not India. All right, fine.
Well, let's put it this way though. So, when it comes down to Thiruvananthapuram,
I'm in for everything.
Or Vladimir Russia, which one are you picking?
I'm taking India.
I think I'm wife number 12. Thiruvananthapuram.
Is there a train between the two? Because I kind of
they're wife number 12.
That's like cricket, saying, is there a train between...
And cannabis.
Between the United States and Brazil.
There it is. That part of it.
Tim, your thoughts. Brazil. What are you picking? You going Russia or India?
I'm going India.
India. I think
so,
too.
Always India.
It's on the coast. You got nice beaches, too. So I think we're going to India over Russia, is what I'm hearing.
Josh, I think you don't understand. You're going to be drunk most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And then the food will be awesome.
I disagree about the food. However, you keep bringing up the beaches. How are the boardwalk games? Are they winnable?
Good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're just like the United States.
Yeah, if I could win a big teddy bear, like on $3, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Also, just do an air rifle star shootout. Done.
Yeah, they're known for their boardwalk games, for sure. So next, we're going to take a minute to thank our sponsors as you think about boardwalk games.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing.
Hey, Josh, I got to be honest. Like it sounds like you guys are right in my head here. Tinker,
Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the hand-drawn records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, hand-drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all. All
right. Hey, I don't know if you guys play instrument. I play bass guitar. If we could put a band together and sign on with that label.
I bought a guitar 10 years ago and I know the C chord.
I can sing.
Okay.
I can sing like that.
That's three of the four. Josh can sing. I'll attest to that.
I can sing.
Tim, you play drums?
Not only can I sing, but I also bought a didgeridoo a couple weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah. There we have it. We got a bass guitarist. We got a guitarist that played like 10 years ago. We got a singer,
a
backup
C-chord
singer, and a didgeridoo player. I think we're in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I sorry, guys. I didn't realize I was all of a sudden promoted to backup singer because
Then I didn't see who it was, Tim.
Sheryl Crow is a backup singer.
That's right. Well, based on the based on your diction, the Oxford comma wasn't in place, so it kind of made it sound like it was a backup singer. So,
okay.
That's fine. I've yet to hear you sing, Tim, but professor. Josh's vocals are strong.
Strong.
Well, let's hear something.
Okay. You're no Steely Dan.
Let's hear what you got, Tim. Come on. Right now, we're going
to
play it out.
You want me to start? Those summer nights are falling.
Oh, man.
Don't in love.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Mm-bop, dip, dap, bop, mm-bop.
Oh.
And there's no tenderness like before when your fingertips.
Boom, 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 boom.
And a red boom, ice boom, cube's a pimp.
Tim?
Josh, you're in a close second, buddy.
Yeah.
What?
I have to say,
I hope you play an instrument.
I didn't
that
even
was...
use my K.
Okay.
Yeah, he just used the Lost the Loving Thielen theme song.
I did.
Oh,
I
that's
that
why.
Too.
Okay, I got you.
You're trying hard not
because
to show
of the bullshit
it,
trade
oh,
because
baby.
That actually sounds good.
Yep. Your boy can sing. And it doesn't even matter, we're going to roll into this or that.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a piggy by the toe. Iffy, I'll just make up your mind, this or that.
But baby, baby, believe it.
There it is. That's how I end it. This or that. We're going to talk about a couple things, and you need to make a choice, gents. I need to hear whether you would like this or that. So here's the question. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Like a fur, like a dark fur, like a horse fur?
If you haven't seen this video, you need to go see it. Tim, that's hilarious. Like a fur, like a dark fur.
Like a horse fur? I'm going to go with fur. I think from a mammalian aspect, fur is by far more attractive than scales, right? So we are mammals. Mammals have fur. Fur equals, in a lot of ways, sexual tension. So fur.
Okay. Well, you went sexual on it. I'm looking at it from a perspective.
How do you not go sexual on fur? It's just a mammalian instinct. Don't get weird on it.
You're attracted to
bear rugs.
I get it.
You're talking about bear rugs, dude?
You don't need to talk about it. You like fur. So, I live in Texas. Give me the scales all day long, man. I'm not going to be covered in fur in Texas. No, thank you. It's freaking October, and the high yesterday was like 93 degrees. I'm not trying to roll around in fur. You guys do what you want.
Let's try.
Well,
where I'm from, a fur coat is a sign of wealth. So I'm going to take fur all day long.
Where are you from?
America.
Better ask somebody.
Yeah, school of hard knocks. That's why
it doesn't matter what month or year. You wear a fur coat, you have money. You could pull up in your Hyundai Excel, you have money if you have on a fur coat.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, you go to San Antonio today, you burn up, baby.
Okay, next question. Would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as your home or an RV as your home? Easy one for me, man. I like being on the water. I'm a sailboat guy.
Repo.
Boat repo? Keith wants to go with that?
No, dude. I'm just going to park my trailer up at the Forest Service for like 14 days when they make me move. Gotta move it like 10 feet, that kind of thing.
You're for sure an RV. That's
yeah, but it doesn't really run. I just park it.
Okay. Any other additions?
I also think this is a sign of wealth. If you live in an RV, you're kind of looked down upon. But if you live out on the water, you're rich. So you could cash me out on the water wearing my fur coat, living large.
So basically. You're going to wear a fur coat on a sailboat, and all you care about is how people look at you. Okay, I got it. Sounds like you're from
California. See, to your root beard.
And the next question that I'll have is, would you rather be... What's that?
I have 77 steps down to my dock. Just let me
77? Know. Not 75?
Yeah, dude, that's...
Not
75. Where I'm from, that's considered poor.
At some point.
if you're 72 steps, you're wealthy. 77, you've made some bad life decisions.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, next question. Would you rather be an average person in the present year, so 2020 average person, or be a king 1,500 years ago?
I'll take the king. This one's pretty easy. The women were a little hairier at the time, but you slayed all you want.
You already talked about your views on fur.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I said I'd be wearing the fur, not them. But it's okay. I don't mind. Make me a king. Sign of wealth once again. I'd like to be rich, if that hasn't become obvious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 500 years ago, no toothpaste, no shavers. Bring on the hairy women.
It was 1,500 years ago. So you also got to think about the average age. You're probably living about 30 years less.
But are you living more in those 10 years than you are now, living 50 years?
I don't know. That's up for interpretation. That's why the question exists, right?
I would be.
Infant mortality makes those averages get killed. So when a baby dies at 1 month, you know, it ruins somebody who lived at 80. So that's why the averages are down, guys. So life's not so bad.
There you have it.
Keith, just thank you for clarifying that for me. Keith, I'm definitely taking 1,500 years ago.
Here's what you need to know about this, people. I like it. All right, last one. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions, or tattoos that appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Can I chime in here quick?
Real quick?
That's a terrible question.
Is that your whole time?
That's all I wanted to say. It's just a terrible question. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Tim, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. So would you rather have your skin change color based on your emotion, or have daily changing tattoos that depict what you did yesterday?
All right, first of all, I'm colorblind. Second of all, I feel no emotion. Thirdly, I am already covered in tattoos, so I find your question to be wildly offensive.
So not only did you not answer the question, like you gave no input there. None.
Once again, I'm going to refer to tomato, tomato.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Tim. Anybody else want to chime in?
If you do the tattoos, you're more likely to live your life in a more straight manner, a better manner, as the Christians would call it. And if I had a tattoo showing what I did yesterday, there would be a nice Asian woman on my back giving me a massage.
Okay. Like every day?
3 times a week.
Okay. So without getting into too much detail there,
yeah, can I just mention Whoopi Goldberg real quick?
You can always mention Whoopi Goldberg.
I guess that was it.
That's the whole thing. All right, here we go. Hey, we're going to go and we're going to do some trivia. Everybody get ready for that.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
Okay, it's trivia time. Everybody ready? All right, we're going to start with Tim. Tim.
Wait a minute, what? I'm sorry. This is a horrible idea to me.
Tim, we've got trivia.
I'm going to drink next time. What's going on?
How many members are there in the U.S. House of Representatives?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a tough question.
Okay, so wait a minute. There's two in
the Senate.
I know this.
This is a two-point question. I'll give you 2 points if you get this right.
How many what now?
How many members are there in the U.S. House of Representatives?
Okay. It's by district.
Can he get it within like 100 or like 50?
If he gets the right, here's what
first,
I'm going to say like 400 and between 425 and 445. Or 50. What? I think I'm right though. Like
you're not looking this up, are you?
462, right?
You're not looking this up.
No, I'm gonna say like four. What did I say? I think it's like 425 or like 445. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I'm gonna give you 1 point. I was gonna give you two if you got it right. The correct answer is 435, and you said between 425 and 445. So I'm gonna give you 1 point on that.
That's all.
Also, I
get 1 point for that. Okay. Yep. I'll take
it. If you had said 435, you're going to get two. Because you got one.
If he won the one last week, I would have argued for a 2 point.
Okay. Mike, you're up next. How many members are in the U.S. Senate?
100.
Oh, Mike nails it right off the bat. Okay, Keith.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what years, but name a year in which the Civil War was actively being fought.
Very interesting. I believe it started in 1863 and ended in 1867.
Okay, I'm going to give you a point. It started in 61 and 65, so I'm impressed. Yeah. You mentioned 63, and that's good enough.
Nice.
Well, I mean, wars take a time to start. Okay. Oh, you start launching some. That.
Hey, Tim. Yeah. Name a German concentration camp from World War II.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What was that?
Auschwitz.
You get it.
He just named like the most random one.
Okay.
Baden-Baden. The Polish. The most deadly camp of all time. All
right, Mike, can you name another one? This is just a bonus question.
There's another really popular one, right? Dachau.
That's what I always said. Yep.
And I hate to use that word popular. I'm sorry for everybody listening. That's not what I meant. Oh, no, well, no.
Obviously, everybody knows you're not trying to like say that it was popular. It's just one that people know of.
A well-known.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. It's actually worse than Auschwitz.
Okay, Mike, you are up next. Name the two head general. Name a general. There are two big ones. One from the Union side, one from the South. Okay.
Name General Lee, General Custer. Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, I agree.
One of the two head generals during the Civil War. I want to hear one from the North and one
from
the
South. You got half of it.
So name one.
General Lee.
You said General Lee? That's one. Okay, yeah. Stop.
Which
stop,
was
stop.
Also the car in the Dukes of Hazzard. Great show.
Yes. Do you know his first name?
I'm going to get back to you on that.
Okay.
Robert.
I was going to give Robert you extra Lee. Credit for saying Robert E. Lee, but not...
I'm going to go with Andy Lee, a great punter from the San Francisco 49ers.
We have Robert E. Lee listed as one of the head generals. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the Union head general during the Civil War?
Me? Ulysses S. Grant.
There you go. Okay.
What do you... He softballed it to me.
Okay. How about Tim?
Okay, what do we got going on?
Name one of the two elements that make up table salt.
I believe it's Keith's turn.
Now, Keith
really
just got
good
the second
point.
Second general.
We can do that. And one of them is chlorine.
Okay, Keith calls chlorine. Tim, do you know the other one?
No.
I was going to say sodium chloride. But,
okay, I heard sodium. I'm going to count it. It's sodium chloride. That's what it is. Mike. What are the three states of matter?
Ooh.
Solid, liquid, and mass.
Close. We got
what was it? What was it again?
That's good.
Solid, liquid, and mass.
Oh, man. It's so close. Okay.
I can't... The rise of mass.
Matter.
I can't give you that. Keith, what's he missing?
Gas.
Oh.
Solid.
Hey, if I got two out of three, I'm impressed.
No,
with
but we're all on a team, though, right? We're double daring this.
Like, we're a team.
Hey, Tim.
Talk to me.
What country is west? of Spain. This is a tough one.
That's Portugal. A good one.
What?
Yeah, he's a Californian.
What'd you say?
Is it Portugal? He said Portugal.
Oh my gosh, I'm impressed. That's correct. Okay. Mike, what sea borders Europe to the south? Sea borders Europe to the south.
Hold on. There's several
I just
seas.
Played Monopoly, so the only sea I know is Baltic.
Mediterranean.
That's not correct.
The Dead Sea, the Red Sea, the Black Sea.
Ooh, it is the Mediterranean Sea. But I'm a little bit aghast at your knowledge of the seas. Okay. How about, this is for Keith.
Yeah.
Name the battle that rendered, the battle that rendered the exclamation, "Remember the Alamo," occurred in what U.S. city?
Ooh, well, that's San Antonio, and they fought the terrible Santa Ana general.
Man. Okay. I'm impressed. I was born in San Antonio, so I had to include one for that. Okay.
So there was a gem of the movie made in the 1980s called Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And Pee-wee had a famous bicycle that got stolen, and it was hidden in the basement of the Alamo.
Your dad and, tell him large dunks.
Yeah.
See,
There's some knowledge for you.
This is stuff I should be asking right here.
Yes. And hey, I agree with that 100%.
Tim, you're up next. What is the capital of the state of Nevada?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
This is a tough one.
It's not real. I'm going through like the when you're a child and you have to remember all those capitals. Carson City.
Oh, nice.
You can't get any better than this guy.
I can only name 80% of the state.
I bet I could do them all.
No.
Carson City, Nevada, home of some really fantastic brothels. If you're in the area, I suggest you stop by and visit. Have a drink. And
Can we turn the mic off and talk about prostitutes for a while? Or?
Nope. So on your next up, Mike. On a boat, what side is the port side?
Port side, I think, is right. And then what's the other?
Hold on. That's the next question. So which side of the boat?
I've been on numerous cruises.
Which side of the boat is the port side?
Okay, one's called like the star something. Is that correct?
So I asked you, what side of the boat is the port side?
Well, hold on. Let me get this together. Like, as a frequent flyer on Carnival cruise ships, for the price, you can't beat a Carnival cruise.
You can't do it. There's buffets.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
Drink, if you do take a cruise, drink your Metamucil because it's going to mess with your intestines.
Here we go with Metamucil.
But, oh, yeah. You can go on like a 7-day cruise for $200. You can't beat it.
Which side is the port side?
I'm going to go with the right.
That's incorrect.
I meant the left.
And
what's the name of the right side then?
That's the next question. Starboard. What is the other side of the boat?
I actually used to do a little sailing as a child. Starboard.
Keith gets it. Okay.
Starfish.
Tim.
Starfish.
Tim.
That's our band. Remember when we joined that band and we were all called Starfish?
That was called Limp Bizkit.
I remember I was playing the bass like a madman.
All right, yeah, Tim, this is your last question.
Yeah, it's just one of them days.
What? Of the following. Okay, Tim. Of the following, which was not a U.S. president? William Taft, Grover Cleveland, Woodrow Wilson, Benjamin Franklin, Lyndon Johnson.
Okay, Johnson was a president after Kennedy got assassinated, right?
I'm asking the question.
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. I'm going to say Benjamin.
I guess
he's
so.
He was a founding father, but I don't think he was a president.
What's your final answer?
I'm going to say Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is correct. Okay, so here's where we're at. We're at a standstill here. I'm out of questions, and Keith and Tim are tied at 6 apiece.
Okay.
Flip a coin. So,
I'm going to put us into a lightning round. That's what I'm going to do.
Been there.
All right, first one to get one wrong, you lose.
Oh.
Ready for this?
Let me put this tequila bottle up. All right, let's go.
Ivory. Okay, this is for Keith. Ivory is made from wood, elephant tusks, or stone?
Elephant tusks.
Okay. What is the average body temperature of a human, Tim? 96.7, 98.6, or
96.8?
98.6. Okay. What about your love heat?
Keith.
That's 100. I always tell my ladies that's 100.
Your love heat is so much hotter.
Okay, Keith. What is the only food that does not spoil on this list? Honey, rice, or yogurt?
Honey.
Okay, that's correct.
And the love pump. Right, any questions?
No, these questions are terrible.
Yeah, they're pretty easy, I gotta be honest.
To a tie with you guys, because these questions are terrible. That I just Googled it.
I have a tiebreaker question.
Do you?
Are we still?
Yeah. I'll start with Tim.
Okay.
Who is the most famous Modestin of all time?
Really good question. Jeremy Renner.
Okay. Keith.
That was Keith. So Tim is, I think, peeing right now.
Oh, all right. Technical difficulties with the bladder.
Yeah.
I guess Keith wins by default.
I hate Jeremy Renner. I think he's a jerk.
Is he from Modesto?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
He also beat up his old lady.
All right, so we're gonna move on from trivia, and we're going to go into...
Breaking news from FGIK Channel 3 Studios. Man. All of this is real. You won't find it on CNN or Fox, though. It's the funniest guy's news.
Wait, did I lose the trivia?
Tim, you've never lost.
Hold on, Tim. You're still alive. Tim, who's the most famous Modestin of all time?
Scott Pearson.
Oh, winner.
Okay.
Tim wins again.
Mike.
Keith, I tossed you a softball, buddy. A softball.
Maybe you guys forgot Jeremy Renner is from Modesto.
I don't even think Jeremy Renner is the best actor from Modesto. There's another guy whose name escapes my mind right now, but he's pretty dang good. Timothy Oliphant's his name.
What?
He's from
Modesto.
No way
that guy's from Modesto.
No yeah.
way.
No. Google it.
No
Google
way.
It.
Like my
dude, the main
show.
Joke. The main joke I buy in on. No way. Timothy Oliphant.
Hey, dude. Why would I make up Timothy Oliphant?
You're right.
Get host. Can you Google that for me?
Dude, Justify is like one of the best shows ever. If you haven't,
I'm
seen
not
it,
right
seen
about
it.
Much in my life, but this I know.
You were right about the fjords of Maine. You were
okay.
Here no, that was Tim.
Here we go.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
We're going to go Fjords into the funniest news of the week.
I wrote a poem about the Fjords of Maine.
We got some interesting international stuff going on this week. There is a Finnish airline from Finland, obviously, called Finnair, that is now, because of COVID, bringing their in-flight meals to the grocery store and prepackaged meals to purchase. It looks like a very scrumptious meal. This Finland Air Company is now serving the stuff in grocery stores. I don't know if you guys have been on a plane recently. I have a hard time getting them to give me a thing of peanuts.
I only fly domestic because I love my country. But when I do take those flights, I'm usually awarded a bag of pretzels that consist of 6, maybe 7 pretzels if I'm lucky, and a half a can of 7-Up. If I fly to Valparaiso, India, I expect a 7-course meal.
Thinanan Van Tupulum or something like that. It's not Valparaiso.
That's exactly what I said.
Yep. Okay, on to the next topic. This one I love. So in Norway, this is the kind of crime they're dealing with. In Oslo, Norway, which if you don't know is the biggest city in Norway, during a scooter check operation, so they set an operation to check up these scooters, they seized a scooter for having the ability to go over 3 times the legal limit of speed. This scooter could go 36 miles an hour, and they seized it there in Oslo, getting rid of their big crime there in the capital city of Norway.
So did you say this was in Norway?
Yep.
So from what I hear is Oslo, Norway is very comparable to Compton, California in the United States. Right. So you want to kind of nip any crime you can in the bud before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, they've been compared a lot. Yep.
Yeah, despite interesting fact about Norway.
Super cold.
I met wife number 14 in Norway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it didn't last.
That was Ilse Ibermann, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Ilse Ibermann.
Yeah, you know her?
Yeah, no, I, yeah, she, fine gal.
Wait a minute.
Fine gal.
Wait, how do you know her?
Oh, we don't need to go into that. I just, I
it's fine. I think we do, Tim.
It's fine. I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Okay, so, yeah, moral of the story, Oslo has nothing better to do than to seize scooters from people. How about this one? An Arizona couple found a service door from an airplane lavatory in their backyard.
Next. And? We've all cooked a little meth in an abandoned airport. Arizona, we've all done it.
We've done a lot of stuff in Arizona.
I forgot
about all those things we've done in Arizona. Now, I wish you guys had a picture of this to see just how close these coconuts are set to this man. A man set a world record, and believe it or not, this is a real world record. The Guinness stamp is on it. For most coconuts crushed by a sledgehammer, a legitimate sledgehammer, around a human body while blindfolded.
Mm.
3 to 4 of which are within 3 inches of some very, very
I gotta be honest here.
Parts for a man.
Are they husked? Are they green?
They're husked. They're real.
They're husked. So it's like.
And this guy's got
it's time to smash.
This guy's got a 10-pound head sledgehammer.
Where I'm from, you don't waste food. So this topic makes me very uncomfortable.
So my thoughts are this. Oh, man, are we more impressed with the fact that the guy sledgehammered all these coconuts without touching the other man? Are we more impressed with the guy that was willing to lay down and put a coconut 3 inches away from his nutsack and have a dude swing a 10-pound sledgehammer at it full bore blindfolded?
So 10-pound or something. What say you, Tim?
So this is what happens with Tim when it's late night. He's a narcoleptic. So Tim, there's a man that set a Guinness Book of World Records record for having the most coconuts crushed by a sledgehammer around a human body while blindfolded. Fantastic. One of these is set about 3 inches away from this guy's nuts. Mm-hmm. So are you more impressed with the guy that can hit that coconut, 50 coconuts around a human body while blindfolded with a sledgehammer? Are you more impressed with the guy's willing to lay down and have somebody crush coconuts around his body while blindfolded?
I think you're with the blindfold, right?
You're more impressed with the dude blindfolded doing it?
Yeah, I feel like maybe just didn't work out for the other guy. Like, he has nothing to lose.
I feel like the right? other guy's just an idiot.
Yeah, if you're able to crush the coconuts, that's talent. You just have balls if you're able to take that hammer to the nads.
Yeah, I mean, you have balls or you're an idiot. I mean,
well, you used to have balls. At a very young age, I found out that you could get in that book for basically any reason. I remember being in third grade begging my mom for $3 so I could buy the book at the book fair in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Scholastic book fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
How great were those?
Dude, and just a money drain when you look at it.
Well,
like now that I have kids.
That's where the line between wealth and being poor.
Yeah.
If you got books, you were well off.
You're
if you
right.
didn't, you know, I'm you're saying. One of those kids.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Wow. You know, if there were no poor people, I couldn't be rich. That's the way I look at it.
And they're nice to get that, whatever.
Anyways,
world records.
There's a record I would like to set, and that is recording the most podcasts in one night.
We did two.
I think we got another three of these left in us tonight.
I'm going to go with no, we don't.
No?
Because my wife has to go to work tomorrow, and I don't, and I got to watch the baby, so nope.
Well, there's going to be a 7-year-old that cracks a book open next year and could read your name. That's your choice.
Well,
all of a sudden, Josh is like, I got to go to bed to take care of my family.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, seriously. Like...
What a downer.
Will you answer a text?
Yeah. Throw over your voices. Downer. So here we go.
You know the leading cause of death in cats is feline AIDS? It's feline AIDS.
Oh my goodness.